four churches in Yorkshire are running a special pilot project to address rural isolation. Two of the churches are in North Yorkshire, the Anglican Church in Swaledale and Argengarthdale, and the church in Kirby Moorside. And the idea is to address the loneliness that can be experienced in the countryside. The schemes are being piloted in Yorkshire. They've all been trialling the Rural Isolation and Loneliness Toolkit for rural churches. The toolkit helps churches to identify people in need, partner with others to open up churches to help try and alleviate the problem. Fiona Fidgen is Development Officer for the Methodist Church and is involved in encouraging these pilot projects. And I'm very pleased to say we can speak to her now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How did this idea come about? Where was the need seen for this?
Well, I think, first of all, we know that many people in rural areas are lacking the kind of, lots of things that we take for granted in urban areas. So things like this lack of public transport, limited access to shops and supermarkets, doctors and post offices and things like that. And also statistics tell us that many rural areas now continue to have a digital deprivation. So there is a sense that I think in rural communities, people are just more isolated, not just because of the country roads, but because of their services, they're isolated. And of course, isolated and loneliness aren't necessarily the same things, but they do often go hand in hand. And I think one of the things that we've also discovered is that we assume, I think, that loneliness is really something that is really just for older folks. And I think one of the things that we are seeing very clearly is that loneliness, doesn't really have an age bracket. It covers all sorts of folks.
How do you actually identify people? Because people are very proud, and I should think the people on the ground who are prepared to identify as lonely or isolated, to self-identify, might be few and far between.
Well, I think that is one of the issues, really, is that we think there's still quite a stigma about loneliness. And I think that is part of the problem. And one of the things that we've discovered, really, is that churches aren't really talking about loneliness. So the very first thing we want to do is to encourage churches, to begin to have these conversations. What does it feel like to be lonely? Who are the lonely people? And you're right that people don't identify in that way, but some do. And I think part of the projects have been about just inviting people to come and to participate. And, the kind of thing about loneliness is that it's not just come and have a cup of tea and come and have a coffee and a chat, but it's about actually about how communication with people changes and transforms people's lives. So we're, all these projects have been set up and they're developing relationships with people, friendships are emerging, and that fundamentally makes a difference.
What can churches actually do? And is there any barrier from the fact that this is a church-based project and people who are not people of faith might say, well, actually, I'm a bit hesitant about joining something that's a church initiative because sooner or later someone's going to ask me to attend a service or to say prayers or sing hymns that are not really my cup of tea or part of my belief set.
Well, I think that might be true, but I think one of the things that's really clear about the rural churches is that churches are often the places of the community hub in rural areas. And I think that rural communities often have a sense of ownership over their local church. And I suppose the significant thing about the projects is that they have been very community led. The Kirby Moorside, project, Linda, who's been running that, has said, that actually the church was courageous and hospitable. They've been working with families. They run a teddy bears picnic and they're doing a kind of festival of light for All Saints and All Souls in November. And, somebody articulated there, this is what a village community should be doing. So it's not really, the emphasis of the projects is not really come into our church so that we can boost up our numbers. But the emphasis really is, what do we do as a church and how do we reach out into the community and connect with local people so that what we are doing is making a difference?
Fiona, there we shall have to leave it, but very good to speak to you this morning. Fiona Fidgen, Development Officer for the Methodist Church, talking about this special project using the Rural Isolation and Loneliness Toolkit for rural churches to try and address a problem that is widespread, particularly in a big rural county like North Yorkshire. Thank you to Fiona for joining us live on the programme this morning.